Officials began tallying the ballot shortly after polls closed on Sunday. The job is complicated by a large number of overseas voters, as well as people displaced from their homes during the years of sectarian violence. Abbas Kadim, with the Independent High Electoral Commission in Baghdad, says there's still a lot to do.
We have had received the ballot boxes of the absentee and the movement of people. So we are now waiting for the matching stage, where we match the forms of the ballot boxes with the forms we have.
Preliminary unofficial results indicate a strong showing by the coalition led by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. But no matter who wins, it's likely they'll have to reach out to other groups to form a government.
While Iraq still has a long way to go before it reaches stability, there's a certain satisfaction in how well the election went off. Despite a series of attacks Sunday morning, mainly in Baghdad, insurgents weren't able to carry off the massive strikes that they'd threatened.
Voters seem to embrace the election as a show of defiance against violence.
The Iraqi elections were like a big wedding. The Iraqi citizen was able to express his opinion. This represents a wonderful democracy.
Whether the results solidify a trend of more secular politics over sectarian divisions, the new government will have to take full responsibility for the country's security as U.S. troops begin to withdraw. U.S. Army Sergeant Jeremy Tormala, on his second tour of duty in Iraq, thought the elections were a good indication that Iraqi forces will be up to the task.
The way they were blocking off all the streets and their security forces looked pretty outstanding, so especially with the election results, how that turned out, so I was pretty impressed by it.
50,000 U.S. troops will leave the country at the end of August. The remaining 50,000 are to be withdrawn by the end of next year. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Baghdad.